I'm Aaron Schachter in for Marco Werman, and this is The World, which is ending, right? I mean, if you believe the warnings, the U.S. government shutdown and impending debt ceiling crisis are about to destroy the U.S. economy and take everything else down with it. Just this weekend, International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde said if the U.S. defaults, the rest of the world could tip back into recession. These comments are getting a lot of play here in the U.S., and I mean a lot. But what about the rest of the world? Well, the world's Jason Margolis joins me now. And Jason, you spent a lot of your time today reading international newspapers and talking with a bunch of folks. What's the mood out there?
Well, I did read a lot of newspapers from Asia, Europe, the Middle East. And let me tell you, Aaron, this is not front page news. It's not even really back page news. Australia did have a scary headline. The Sydney Morning Herald wrote, quote, "Default will make the 08 crisis look tame." But beyond that, it's just not big news. In Brazil, I spoke with several people who said the U.S. default, it's not on people's minds. And I spoke with Kai Lehmann. He's a professor of international relations at the University of Sao Paulo. And I asked him, what's the word on the street?
On the street, I actually think there's been relatively little reaction. The general point is that we don't know what will happen. It hasn't happened before.
So nobody cares.
Well, it's not that they don't care, but they say, we'll care when you make us care. I mean, we've been down this road before, and the U.S. has always pulled back from the brink. And if you look at the various stock markets as one indication, European stock markets, with the exception of Germany, all closed higher today. Asian markets were up. U.S. markets were trading slightly lower in the morning and then slightly higher after lunchtime. So it doesn't really feel like the world on the brink of an economic collapse.
So it sounds like people outside the U.S. just view this as political theater.
I think so. And I spoke with economist Lee Brandstetter at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. He specializes in international economics. And he said up to this point, the rest of the world is dismissing this as political theater. He said everyone still believes there will be a last-minute solution. And so I posed this question also to William Post in The Hague, if he thinks this is political theater. Post is a fellow at the Klingendahl Institute in The Hague, and he studies American policy. Here is Post.
The general sentiment in Europe is this is crazy political theater. How is it possible that 24, 25 Tea Party Republicans have so much power in this big, big U.S. Congress? How is this possible? People don't understand this. And, common sense says, of course, they will solve the problem in Washington. But also in Europe, people can look at their watches. And now we see, okay, we have 2 or 3 days, and then it's almost October 17.
Jason, what I don't hear, considering how much the United States sort of tisks other economies, I don't hear anyone sort of mocking us.
Well, they are, actually. The gentleman I spoke with in Brazil, he said he's originally from Germany, and he said there's a bit of Schadenfreude, that they're kind of enjoying the U.S. You know, the U.S. is always telling the world what to do, and here the U.S. is with their own problems. So you do get a sense of that. But one thing also is very important, one takeaway I got, is if this isn't political theater, if we are really going over the cliff, this is really scary, and this is a really, really bad idea. People are just banking heavily, the world press, the markets, the people I spoke with, that this is just people who can't get along, but when push comes to shove, they'll resolve their differences for the betterment of the world. But if not, uh-oh.
The world's Jason Margolis. Thank you.
You're welcome.